Good morning and welcome to Coffee with Kelly. This is Kelly Morris from the Morris Tribe. This week we've been talking about tips to make your bread baking easier and more successful. And today we're going to talk about letting your dough rise. Now you can let it rise twice, and I got to be honest with you, I don't always let it rise twice, and I'm really missing out. Sadly, because I'm usually in just too much of a hurry, but I really need to slow down, and you do as well, to let your dough rise twice if you possibly can. The activity of the yeast ferments in the flour and causes a development of carbon dioxide to develop. It's captured by the gluten, which causes the bread to rise. Okay, and a lot is happening in there. It's called proofing, although this is not the same as proofing with yeast. And you want to let it rise, you know, in a warm place, either in a sunny window or on a warm stove. But once it does rise, then you want to punch it down and then have a second rising. And this is when the yeast has been fully developed, and then it's really going to double in size. It's going to be a lot bigger than it was the first rising. So you're going to want to keep an eye on it. This will take 30 to 60 minutes, something like that, depending on the temperature of where you put it. And don't be in a hurry. You know, I was thinking last night about these podcasts, and I think that's why a lot of people, I think that's why bread baking has maybe lost its flair in our culture, sadly enough, because it takes time. It demands time. And forgive me who wrote me yesterday or the day before and said she had a lot of little ones at her feet and just didn't feel like this was the right time for bread baking. Amen. It's not the right time for bread baking. I picked it up about that time in my life with three little guys at my feet and quickly realized it wasn't the right season. My youngest now is five, and we get it done, but it's only because I've been doing it for a while and I took the time. I'm a stay-at-home mom and a homeschooler, so I was able to take the time, slow down, make it a day when, you know, no one's sick, you don't have any appointments, and you can focus on the bread. It is going to take 2 or 3 hours of your time when you're just getting started, but it is so worth it, and it's so rewarding to just see your family's face when they walk in and they smell the bread and they taste it. It's really, really worth it. So slow down. Recognize if it's just not the right season, but if you can make it work, try it. And tomorrow we're going to have our final tip on bread making. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.